We're rolling. This is a really laid back moviegoers talk episode. You know, we didn't even bother getting at the other mics. we got a dynamic blue mic out. Jake and I are just gonna be talking about some stuff because guess what? It's a really rough week. You know, we had a rough Sunday. Okay, it was a pretty awful Sunday. We all found out about it on Monday morning. Also, you know, the passing of T. Petty, my mom's favorite musician, one of Jake and I's favorites. There we go.
So this is a movie podcast.
Yeah. A little bit All-Star remix. Somebody once told me the worst. All right. Anyway, also had some really detrimental movie news this week. One of my favorite commentators of 4 years, Andy Signore, turns out he sexually assaults people. So Screen Junkies is kind of dead to me right now. Maybe, you know, once they, fire him because they got all the evidence they friggin' need, maybe I'll start watching stuff again, but probably not. So, you know, that really sucked. But guess what? Saw Morgan Freeman this week in person, so awesome. It wasn't a complete failure of a week. And Liam Gallagher's album's out. Anyway, you know, we're seeing Liam. We're seeing Liam Gallagher November 14th?
November 3rd. No, wait, I'm seeing another concert then.
Well, we're seeing him in November, though.
Yeah.
I'm psyched because the album's great. His voice is the best. It's I'm really amped for that. But yeah, so that was our week. And now the whole reason we got this whole thing out, other than the therapy session, I have to pitch Jake. Well, Jake's first going to pitch me his because he's doing no talking at all.
I don't know these two what's Star, going on.
We have these
right
two.
Now.
This is just going to be fun banter between you and I. It's because you wanted to pitch your Star Wars standalone story. Maybe not as a movie, but a story. And I was going to tell you why I think. I already told you what mine's about. Mine's Obi-Wan. Why an Obi-Wan spinoff could work and how Darth Vader could be in it. All right, now you got to tell me yours.
All right. So, first of all,
how's it open?
First of all, to preface my pitch, I like Star Wars standalones. I think it's a good idea because I don't want them to do like 500 episodes. That's just
heard.
That'd be awful. It makes Star Wars less magic. It would be every time a Star Wars movie's out. I don't really care.
Sure.
But I like the standalones idea. It's a rich universe to do it.
And we're getting one every year, so
which
get used to it.
Way too often. But I wish that with the standalones, they would just do completely unrelated stories that characters we've never seen before, plots, nothing with the Empire, just something in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, you can wish upon a star, but guess what? That's not going to get you very far. Now in a galaxy far, far away, what's your story?
All right. So my more realistic pitch for standalone is I don't want to keep revisiting these stories, but they're going to do it. They're going to milk the nostalgia. They're going to be like, remember this guy? Well, here's a whole movie that we don't need and everything.
Right.
But there is a popular character that I think would actually work perfectly in a standalone.
And who's that, Jake?
That is Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Boba Fett, yeah.
Boba Fett.
Son of Jango Fett.
Clone son of Jango Fett.
Jango! Now, you don't want a Jango Unchained, but like it's Fett? Alright, keep
you're
going.
You're killing it right
sorry.
Now.
Alright, so Boba Fett. Okay, well, I mean, Boba Fett was a popular one when they announced that they were going to do standalone.
Yeah.
He was a popular choice.
Here's why I want that, and here's why it would work, and here's how it would work.
Alright, spit it the fuck out.
Fucking great planned banter
going,
we got
going.
Here. Here's why I want it.
Yeah.
Because, yes, he's an important character in the original trilogy.
Oh my god.
But very minor. And obviously, like, he famously barely has any lines. He just really looks cool, and he's a bounty hunter.
Four lines, dude.
Exactly. But he looks cool, and he has a profession in a universe that is incredible. He's a bounty hunter.
Is he cooler looking than Darth Vader?
No. But, like...
But, like, he's at that level. He's in the conversation. That's how cool he is.
I mean, Darth Vader's, like, the most iconic.
But, like, Boba Fett's so cool, people would...
I'd say Boba Fett's top five.
He's the coolest... He's one of the coolest looking characters. He's got four lines.
Yeah.
And he's super mysterious.
Being a bounty hunter in Star Wars is such a perfect world to play with in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because
absolutely,
my ideal Boba Fett standalone has nothing to do with the Skywalkers or Vader or maybe very, very loosely Jabba, but, like, nothing else.
Well, I don't think... I think you're right. Like, a standalone cannot be about a Skywalker.
Or not even, like, related to any of the story we know or, like, have heard of. Like, Rogue One was part of the story. It was just the crawl of four, like...
I don't consider that, because...
Oh, I think that's super related to the story.
But hold on. I think the main story is the Skywalker story.
The main story is, but also it is the Empire and the Rebels. I don't want to be either of that.
Oh, you don't want either?
I want to be present? So far removed.
But that was a war movie, so I kind of like that. But we're not going to get another one of those. I think once you have one of those, you're not going to get another one, right?
Yeah, well, let's hope. So...
You don't think so?
I don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
Boba Fett would work great because imagine, if you will, a combination of like a noir, like a Blade Runner type noir, and a main character similar to that of Ryan Gosling in Drive, where he doesn't speak a lot, he's very cool, has a mission, the side characters are very memorable, and it's shot very cinematically, only now it's in space, he's a bounty hunter. The entire mission can be him tracking one person down. It'd be kind of like a mystery noir where we follow Boba. He doesn't have to speak a lot.
One person?
Wait, maybe one person. Okay. One person, obviously, side missions, maybe as like side goons or whatever.
Okay.
Going through this universe, going to a bunch of different planets, walking into a bar, getting asked for death sticks, or I don't know. But basically, like, that would be an incredible movie because it would be, in one sense,
What time period?
Anywhere from 4
give me
to 6.
Give me a specific one.
I'll say between 4 and 5.
Really? Okay.
Boba's at the height of his bounty hunter.
Well, what do you think it would be? Who would he be finding?
He would be finding, I guess, just the equivalent of, like, maybe a drug lord in Star Wars or something. Because, like, he works for Jabba.
It'd be cool if it was somewhat tied in.
The only... possible
not
way.
Like major
the
but
only
like,
possible way I would want it tied in if like at the beginning he's at Jabba's and that's like it because he works for Jabba.
Well, so what if he was like finding someone that was like a character in Clone Wars or Rebels?
I really don't want it connected at all. I want it to be a very I want them to stick with standalone. But standalone doesn't have to milk the huge vast universe doesn't have to keep milking these six movies that like are the main story of the Skywalkers, like
true.
You said, and the Rebels and the Empire.
But, like, you're still going to be on Tatooine. Are you going to get pissed about that?
There's no reason he has to go to Tatooine.
Why?
He's in the Jabba thing.
I mean...
And plus, I
that's
don't
where
know.
All the bounty hunters are at.
Not true. That's just where Jabba's
Greedo was there.
Well, Greedo's dead. This is
but
after
he was
four.
There. I'm saying that's
he was
a,
at the cantina.
It's a popular place.
I wouldn't know, because that is true. That would if they did this,
so
they
you're
would
not even,
absolutely shoehorn
he's
the
not
cantina.
Even allowed to be at, he's not even allowed to be at a planet that we've seen before.
Well, okay. And I'll take it
like,
back. If he's
I
at Jabba's, yes. I'll like that. But I don't want it to be a main planet.
I understand like, what you mean. Like, you don't want it to relate to the story. But, like, when you're saying, like, oh, we can't even have familiar Star Wars things in it, that's kind
so
of
so here's what I would think. He would obviously, I guess, with Jabba's be at Tatooine. Maybe he'd stop by Coruscant because that's a huge place. That'd be like the kind of back alley, like every CIS or CSI show. CIS. But like, you know, when they're in the alleyway and there's someone unpacking boxes, that scene could happen in Coruscant.
Dustings, yeah.
But then I would want like maybe another new planet. Or another two new planets, maybe a space battle, a space chase. Like, everything
can I throw
in
one
a noir detective
out.
Film could work with this. Yes.
So, hold up. One issue, though, that I could kind of see with, like, the time period you chose is you know he's not going to die. Because he's in Return of the Jedi and in Empire. So, like, I think if you're going to do a Boba... I like Boba Fett. I think if you're going to do it, though, I think it's got to take place after Return of the Jedi.
Well, is it still canon he gets out of the pit?
I think they make it canon by getting him out of the pit.
I would also be fine with that. But I also don't know if the movie necessarily, if the tension is if he dies or not. Because I don't think...
But that's a
at
big
least
thing.
In what I'm
because
thinking
in Rogue
of,
One, those are all characters we don't know. And that's why I think it works really well. And when they die, it's still, I think it works.
I
so
don't
like,
think it works very well at all. But my point is...
You just pitched a film like Drive where you don't know much about the main character. And that's what Rogue One was.
Well, no, I'm saying like in a like classic noirs... A lot of times they open with the person, like, with
of
a
course.
Voiceover already dead. Or at least the last few I've seen. So that tension is automatically released right there. So I don't think the tension of the movie would be like, oh, is this person he's chasing gonna kill him? I think it's, is this person gonna get away or not?
Okay. Well, then I think that person has to relate somewhat.
I don't think
to as care.
I don't think so at all. You don't have to build off of these other movies. It all it has to do is take place in the Star Wars universe. It can be a completely standalone.
Okay. So you're pitching movie. This Boba Fett movie where he's going to chase someone that we don't really know, but we're going to figure him out from the movie.
Yes.
And we know Boba Fett cannot die because he's in six.
Yes, it's possible to do in a single movie to develop a single antagonist.
All right. Now let me... Are you done? I like it. No, I like it. I want to talk about it now. Like, I think that's cool.
Let's talk about it.
I think that's a cool idea. I definitely think Boba Fett is going to be a standalone.
I don't know. Think so too, I worry that if they do, they're going to shoehorn way too much. They're going to... I'm going to also say this.
Okay.
Because I don't want this, but I wouldn't be super upset if they did it.
Mm.
In Empire...
Sure.
Vader has the whole line of bounty hunters. He's going, and then he turns to Boba and he says, "No disintegrations this time." So maybe if we don't have to see Vader, we do not need to see Vader more in film. But maybe if there's like a scene or like a side scene in the beginning of him, like
where Vader orders him
finishing a job, like he's in the middle of it, like kind of one of those action sequences,
sure.
And he accidentally vaporizes someone he wanted alive, and then he could have like a witty line like, boss isn't going to be happy about that one. That's
right.
All you need. You don't have to, like, beat the audience over the head of, oh, remember when Vader said that? They have to treat their audience.
That's sort of what you just said, though. I think it still works. My version of beating someone over the head is if he disintegrates someone, then he goes to Vader, and Vader's like, what the hell? That's my beating over the head.
I wouldn't want that.
But you see, and I honestly think, like, Rogue One didn't really do that.
You mean when they're in Jeddah, and they say, hey, watch where you're going, and it's the either guy?
I know, but those guys weren't really important. Like, I think the line where they're like, oh, I have a friend who's on a desert planet, and he'll be happy, or like,
the Jeddah.
Like, I think that's like that's similar to what you were just saying. But I think if I was ever to be like in charge of a Boba Fett movie, I would have it set after Return of the Jedi because instantly.
Yeah, I'm not super sold on between 4 and 5, but
I know. But like, we're talking about we're pitching a movie.
Yeah,
I do it after Return of the Jedi, and I'd have him like almost like a redemption story. Maybe he even leaves the bounty hunter life, and he's put in a similar position Han Solo was put in, where he might like. He's like torn between going back and forth into the Empire. It might be sort of similar to like The Departed, but I'd like that a lot.
To The Departed? He's a double agent somehow.
I meant like maybe this is a guy who was like familiar with the bounty hunter life. He almost dies. And he's about to go back to it, but then he's like, you know what? I kind of want to do something else. So maybe he joins like a form of the rebellion or something like that. That may be what I go with. And then it doesn't work out, and he goes back to the bounty hunter life.
Yeah, I also just don't like that. For his character.
I think it's a cool character.
I think that's cool. A different character.
I think it's cool. Because I don't really want to like spoil his whole bounty hunter mystery. I think it's cool if you pick up right there because we know he's bounty hunter.
Well, that's why my standalone wouldn't be like the life of Boba Fett. It would literally maybe even take place over like 3 days or 2 days. It would be a specific one like bounty mission he did to show us why he is the best.
Well, I mean, I don't know. All right, here's mine. All
right.
Now, half of this is actually a comic that just came out that is incredible, and it's amazing, and I would honestly not be pissed if they literally, like, open the movie with everything that happens in this comic, or even if the movie is everything that happens in this comic, because I thought this was an amazing story. It was something I totally did not even, like, expect. And even consider, like, there's an element in this comic that deals with, like, a Jedi or that's of Sith origin or that's in the Sith and how they get their lightsaber that I never even thought of. So I'm going to tell you that story,
right.
And then I'll continue.
Gotcha.
But it's mostly that story. So in this comic, it takes place, like, you know, Revenge of the Sith. He gets his legs chopped off. He gets his arm chopped off. He burns. Obi-Wan gets away. He knows Obi-Wan gets away. The Emperor knows Obi-Wan got away. And the Emperor knows Yoda got away. They know those guys are gone. And he just literally at the end of Revenge of the Sith, he just, I get, like, he, I don't even think he ever really, what am I trying to say? I don't think he ever really, fully, like, considered himself into being the dark side, but he definitely, like, chose to be with the Emperor, and, like, what I always thought would be a, would have been a way more interesting prequel, of course, and I think this should have been the first prequel film, is it should have ended, or it should have, sorry, it should have started where Revenge of the Sith ended. We should have seen that fight. He should have, like, the first inkling of Darth Vader, and then what happens after that, because I'm way more interested in his reaction to, like, the, his master cutting off both his legs, his arm, leaving him to burn, taking his lightsaber, and I'm way more interested in seeing his reaction. All we get from that movie of his reaction to that is a no. Also, his wife just died. Everything that was in his world, the whole reason he was with Palpatine, just crumbled down. I want to see his immediate reaction after that. All we get is a scene of no and him looking at the Death Star being built. I want to see the scenes and, like, the internal struggle after that. So this comic starts up with him almost immediately trying to leave the Emperor, which is, I think, a bold decision.
This is from the comic?
This is from the comic, and this is right, literally right when Revenge of the Sith ended off. So he immediately tries, he's struggling, he's not fully committed. He wants to leave, and the Emperor is like, oh, you have to be fully committed, or, like, I'm going to kill you, basically. And at one point, he's like, I'm out, and the Emperor, well, at one point, sorry, the Emperor's like, you have to go get your lightsaber. And he's like, all right, I'll make it. And he's like, no, a red lightsaber is not, making a Sith lightsaber is different from making a Jedi lightsaber. You have to go earn your Sith lightsaber by killing a, like, master of, like, the good side, the light side, basically. So he at first totally rejects the idea. The Emperor fights him, and he barely gets away. And like, he gets away, and then he gets pissed, and he's like, you know what? I shouldn't have, like, left. I shouldn't have left him. I'm going to go back. And instead of going back to the Emperor, he goes to a planet where this masterful Jedi is at. I forget his name, and I forget what planet it is, but...
Is this, it a new planet?
This guy, it's a new planet, I think, but it's one where, like, he's kind of obsolete to what's going on in the rest of the galaxy. He didn't even know Order 66 happened. This is just a Jedi who left the Order, kind of, or he's been kind of teaching his ways to other people on this planet, and he's been very secluded. I forget his name, but he's, like, a different species, and he goes, Vader goes... And he's like, and he doesn't even have a lightsaber. He's using, like, a weapon similar to that, like, General Grievous's guards used. He's using one of those. And he fights this guy, and then he, like, kills him with, like, his dark side force anger, and he defeats him. Takes his lightsaber, but breaks it open, and then he goes to the Sith planet, like, gets a red crystal, puts it in, and then he earned his red lightsaber, and he goes back to the Emperor, and the Emperor's like, good, you are now fully committed to the dark side since he did that. So, which was really awesome, because I was like, I never considered, like, oh my god, like, how do the Sith, like, get the red lightsaber? Because even when they've shown people making them and stuff in, like, comics and shows, they never show red crystals. So that was really cool. So I was like, awesome. And I was committed. And then he's like, oh, well, your next mission to, like, become a master in the dark side is you have to kill your master, Obi-Wan Kenobi, who he knows got away. And plus, he's, like, you know, bad blood, all that ending in Revenge of the Sith, it's built up. So he goes and fights, he finds Obi-Wan. They hash it out, and Obi-Wan almost kills him again. He, like, breaks part of his uniform, and it's a badass, like, confrontation. And at one point, like, Obi-Wan's even trying to, like, convince him again, like, you know, like, this isn't you. But he's, like, he's gone. And it was, like, a really interesting fight, because it happened, like, right after. You know what I mean? Like, this might have been, like, 6 or 7 months, like, after Revenge of the Sith. Like, this is very recent. Which I was like, that's so fascinating. Because, of course, he would go look for him. He's not just going to be like, ah, forget it. I totally buy that. And I think that's a really interesting story to tell. So now, here's the movie I'm pitching. That, everything I just said, you don't have in this movie. But you kind of include it. Like...
You learn it.
You learn it. and it's kind of in the background. Vader is like, he's that villain that doesn't get a lot of screen time because he's already had so much screen time. We know who he is. We don't need to establish Vader. All we need to show are like a few scenes, maybe like a scene or two of him with the Emperor. And he's like, oh, you gotta go get your crystal. And he's like struggling with the dark side. And he's like, now you have to show your full commitment and go beat your old master. And we get Ewan McGregor because he's the perfect age. And instead of being like 6 or 7 months after, maybe those scenes with Vader take place then, and you show Obi-Wan then, and a lot of time passes throughout this film. And he's watching over Annie, but he's not going to stay there the whole time. Like
watching over Luke.
And he's gonna go around, and I bet he's going to look for other Jedi, including this one that Vader's going to have to go slay. So the movie, it follows Obi-Wan, obviously. He goes to find that Jedi, and he finds him, and he's been killed. And then he realizes, oh my god, it's Anakin, it's Vader doing that. And that's, so now he has a reason to go have that confrontation. And then we know Vader's reason to go do it, and it becomes a really interesting fight that we know isn't going to be resolved because they had that fight again in A New Hope. And in A New Hope, the way their confrontation is like, you shouldn't have come back. Like, it's never like, oh, I thought you were dead. It's, you shouldn't have come back. And it's like they definitely had a fight. We always assume it was that one in Revenge of the Sith, but like, it doesn't really. I still think there was another confrontation in there somewhere, because the way the one at the end of Revenge of the Sith is, it's not, Vader wouldn't be confident being like, "You shouldn't have come back." He's like, "Dude, you're lucky he didn't just end you and like push you in the lava." So I think it'd be an awesome movie to have them have that confrontation. Vader's the villain, and maybe they have that confrontation in the middle of the film. And it ends on a draw. He almost like takes out his suit, and then instead of it being like they fight again at the very end of the movie, you maybe finally clear up the Ahsoka storyline or something along that nature that was present in Rebels, and that's how you do the Obi-Wan movie. Dab. Thoughts.
Alright.
Did I convince you it's possible?
Okay, well that's an interesting question. Do I think Lucasfilm would make this, or do I want this?
Well, I mean, you have to consider everything.
Because a version of that I could definitely see being made. But I really, really would not want 90% of that.
Why?
You sold me at the end with the Ahsoka stuff. That would be an interesting thing to put on screen. But we don't need any more of Vader or Obi-Wan on screen. Because
they're the best thing.
They are. And the more times you keep going back to them, it's a law of diminishing returns. It's going to be like, oh yeah, so they fought here, here, and here. And then this fight's actually going to this and not this and this and that. I don't know. I also don't buy, this isn't even you, this is the comic. I don't buy, like, Anakin killed so many little kid Jedi. Why is there going to be emotional weight to him killing one Jedi who just happens to be removed?
He's an ultimate master. And the whole thing is, like, this specific Jedi, he's, like, on this remote planet. He's, like, teaching people the ways of the Force. Like, he's a special Jedi. He's unlike the other ones. He's, like, he's a special Jedi. And there's a reason that, like, Palpatine wants him to go, like, end him, basically. And then that's why it's, like, he's a special Jedi. And I think, like, it's just the symbol of, like, oh, you take him out, and then you, like, you earn your red saber. Because you never see how he earns his red saber.
But I think I appreciate the lore of, oh, like, Jedi and Sith, they make, like, a kyber crystals, and you make your own lightsaber. But I don't think that ever needs to be on screen. I think it's more of a thing, like, oh, okay, like, in a comic, like, I think the comic you said, while I'm not the hugest fan, would work great as a comic, as it does. I don't think I really would be so fine with never seeing Obi-Wan or Darth Vader on screen again. I think the original trilogy Obi-Wan is such a great, stoic, like, wise old character, talking about a world we've, like, only heard of. And then prequel Obi-Wan is...
That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Is because... Sorry to interrupt. You saw him again. He was on screen again. He was on screen again for 3 movies. And
yeah,
guess what? He fucking sucked. Even though his performance was amazing, he sucked. So I totally dismiss this whole notion of, if he's on screen again, it'll ruin him. three movies could have ruined him, and he's still okay.
I'm saying it's a law of diminishing returns that the more we see him, and the
really?
More
because
of
when he was in Rogue One, he was pretty fucking badass, and that was an awesome return.
One scene was. My point is, the more you see any of these characters, the less impactful all of their screen time is. When you see Obi-Wan die in New Hope, there is emotional weight. And at that time, people had only known this character for, like, what, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever that happens? And the more you see him, and the more, like, of the mystery, and, like, oh, like, I wonder what happened here, the more times you answer every little thing, it just gets more boring. I'm not saying I'm a fan of the prequels.
I know,
either.
But, like, this whole notion that, like,
it doesn't mean you make more.
But you had three movies adding to these guys, and then a fourth one, Rogue One, where Vader was on, and guess what? His minute of screen time was super impactful, and those other three movies didn't diminish that impactful of a scene. I think we're on the upswing. I think he still needs to be redeemed, because those three movies suck so much. We never got to see Vader in his prime. We have one scene of it. I think it'd be amazing to see him in his prime, fighting an older Jedi, seeing, like, the whole relationship between him and Palpatine that we never see on screen. We never see it. There's one scene in Return of the Jedi where we kind of get a hint of it, and it's an amazing scene. I would love to see that on screen. And the fact that we are getting an Obi-Wan movie, no matter what, I was saying this would be a cool idea.
I don't need to answer every little question we had or even didn't know we had.
But we are
about
getting
these
this
characters.
Movie.
I understand we're
not
getting this
movie. Not this
movie, but Obi-Wan, an Obi-Wan movie, and I really don't like
it. But the fact that we're getting it, wouldn't you prefer having the story I just told you than, like, a random one of him,
I also don't know how I feel of, like, yes, I understand Obi-Wan wouldn't constantly be on Tatooine watching Luke. He would have to go somewhere. But, like,
what if he gets electrocuted and that's why he looks a little bit older?
They don't need to.
I know they don't need to do that. But it's still, like, they would definitely have another confrontation.
Even though you were joking there, that's, like, the kind of thing I hate that Star Wars did, especially in the prequels, where it's, like, the end of Revenge of the Sith, everyone had to be set up exactly like they were. Like, oh no, Luke and Leia are on this random planet. Here, we'll give you to the King and Queen and Alderaan or whatever, and we'll give Luke to his aunt and uncle on
Tatooine. That's why they're so bad, because that's where it should have started if you're going to do three movies.
Right, but, like, you're saying, like, we have to, like, looking at that scene with Vader and Obi-Wan in New Hope, and it's like, you shouldn't have come back. I read that perfectly as, oh, it's been 20 years, and Vader's now still a little Anakin-y, where he's super cocky, and he's like, you know what? I've been training for 20 years. You shouldn't have come back. I can whoop your ass. And you know what? He does.
Why is he still a little Anakin-y after 20 years? I think this is how he becomes Vader. Like, I still haven't seen how he becomes Vader. It's just like, oh, I cut off Mace Windu's hand, and he went off the window.
Thing.
You become Darth
when
Vader.
When he becomes Vader should have been between the timeline of especially clones and
void.
Sith, but they missed the mark, obviously, and we can't also add
void.
It after that. They already, like, messed up how he falls to the dark side because he doesn't really, but then he also very much does.
This will be his commitment.
Confusing.
This will be his commitment.
I think the commitment should have happened in the timeline of the prequels, and doing it after that with the prequels still canon is just super confusing and shoehorning in a lot of stuff. Like, oh, he has to become Vader, so let's try to do even a little more.
But, like, the whole thing with the prequels is, like, I don't think it. See, I agree that when they made those movies, they should have taken place in a time period where it would show his commitment, but they didn't. I still think, like, the prequels in the third one, I'm only going to talk about Sith, in the third one, he's like, oh, I'm going to go to the dark side because, like, my wife might die in childbirth. And that's where, and that's, like, it. There's no, like, oh my
Which
god,
I, think is also
I love
bad.
The dark. But no, I know. So this is why I think this would, like, because now I just assume after Sith, he's like, oh, I love the dark side. And that's why he's like that through A New Hope and on. And I think, like, if we see him struggling with it, hands on, scenes with him and the Emperor, Ian McDermott's still alive, dude. And, like, use those guys. You have these actors at your disposal. You get redemption for Ewan McGregor. Put him under a good director. You get redemption for Hayden Christensen, who's under the mask and shit. And even when maybe he gets his, like, helmet cut, you might see his eye or some shit. It'd be so awesome if we redeem those three god-awful movies. And since it's happening, that's why I'm getting excited about it. Because I'm not going to be a hater and just be like, okay, I would way prefer other movies being made, but you know what? This one's being made, and now I'm trying to think of the best possible story that I could get excited for, and I think this is the one to be excited for.
I understand, but I think especially because that the prequels do exist, adding this after isn't going to help mend the story in the direction we all always wanted it to go. Think of, like, the prequels should have been his seduction of the dark side and not, oh, I'm going to the dark side technically for a good reason to help save my wife, which was also really messed up. It should have been, like,
that's interesting.
A Breaking Bad, Walter White style of this good guy, we follow him, and he does right. become evil. He's not doing it for good reasons. He's doing it because he's more or less seduced. So,
yeah.
If for three movies, he's still kind of a pseudo, like, oh, I'm doing the dark side for the right reasons. Like, Darth Plagueis could bring people to life and
this
stuff.
Movie would
and then
fill
after
the void.
That, he also does a different arc where it's like, this one still exists, but then he's also going that way. It's confusing.
It's his commitment.
And I really, really do not need any more screen time of Vader or Obi-Wan. We've had...
Oh, I'd love it.
Way too much.
It would redeem the awful stuff we got in the prequels.
I think we just have to all, as humanity, just forget that those three movies exist to the best of our ability and move forward and ignore. Because...
But that's the creator who made them, and you can't. They're there, and they're canon, and it's,
I understand.
They came out, they're in
there. I didn't say they're not canon.
Man.
I just say, like, I try not to think about them, and I understand your excitement for it. I personally, like I said at the top, like, don't want any stories with characters, especially
but
something
But guess what? You're getting it.
Involved.
So, like, if you're going to get it, this
know,
is what,
but,
what would you like if you're going to get it? You're going to get it.
If I'm going to get an Obi-Wan thing?
You are. It's
then
not
maybe
if, you are.
Something with, like, Ahsoka, and that's, like, the whole thing. And it's a very, like,
what would it be with
small,
Ahsoka?
I don't know.
It would have to have Vader if you had Ahsoka.
I know, and it's probably going to have Vader, and I'm not happy about that at all.
So,
and
but,
we're getting
listen,
a Han Solo movie that's going to also suck.
This movie, I don't think it will. This movie's happening, so you have to, like, consider, okay, it's happening. What would I like to see in it? If you're just going into it hating,
well, here's
that's
another
such
thing.
A wrong thing to do
okay,
for a
well,
movie.
Okay, well, here's another thing I would like to
that's
see.
It's, like, so
something
unfair.
That Rebels already did with Darth Maul. And
what?
They kind of used that whole story up. And even though
which is
I,
awesome.
Which I actually wouldn't really want, but that's the best case scenario, I think, of this movie. And I still wouldn't want that, and they already did it.
You would want him to fight Darth Maul again. Like, see, like, that's bullshit, because...
Also, your Obi-Wan movie sounds a lot more like an Anakin movie.
Well, no, see, the whole thing I prefaced was this comic is from, it's all Anakin. I'm saying you take bits and pieces of that comic and have that as the villain storyline, but then you focus it on Obi-Wan and his reasoning behind Go. Like, he's on this planet. He's not going to stay there every single day. He's definitely going to come back, but Luke's a baby. He's going to go off, and because it's fresh off Revenge of the Sith, he's going to go off and look for other Jedi Masters, and you can go for this one that Vader's looking for to fight to get his saber, that's his red saber, and earn it, and he goes and looks for that guy. And then, like, that's how that conflict is created.
Yeah, I understand.
I think it's
saying.
Good. It's clever storytelling, and I think, like, if we're getting the movie, that's instead of, like, you know what, we're gonna really be shy and, like, super safe, and we're just gonna have him on the planet, and it might be like a small thing, like,
whoa,
go balls
think,
to the wall.
I think super safe is including as many characters we know as possible and doing another confrontation that they know fans would eat up.
Oh,
I think that's the very
that's
safe
taking a
route.
Risk because you can ruin it, like you're saying, and assuming it's gonna be. I think that's safe. I think it's safe when you don't take a risk, and that's gonna be taking a risk when they. Having these two
I think
huge
an entire Obi-Wan movie is safe, no matter what they do with it, and it's not taking a risk.
I don't think it is. Because there were three terrible films, and you're bringing an actor back that people, I think, liked, but, like, when he was in the prequels, people did not like. And I think this movie's really risky, and I think it'd be a mistake if they didn't do it.
Here's my Obi-Wan movie. He's on Mos Eisley for 20 years. He never leaves. He goes to the Mos Eisley...
It's just stupid.
Mos Eisley grocery store. He gets some groceries. He meets a nice lady. They go on a few dates.
Breaks the
then,
Jedi honor code.
Eventually,
yeah.
She Jedi ghosts him. And then, you know, they stop talking. It was a pun, I guess.
Very safe pun, if I might add.
And then... little while in that into the movie, he's watching over Luke, like maybe Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru are on vacation, so he has to babysit, and now we have little adolescent Luke.
It's terrible.
He's going through puberty.
I love how, this is a joke, but like,
and you have not noticed yet. I really don't want to know.
Well, I have really noticed, but guess
what?
It's an interesting conversation.
Think about how that would be done on screen, and I don't see a scenario where I'd enjoy it.
So you're telling me,
yes,
you would not enjoy seeing Ewan McGregor, best part of the prequels.
I agree.
Old season Ewan McGregor leaving the planet Tatooine because it just is right after Revenge of the Sith. It's not like sacrilege because it's like, oh, he's been there for 5 years. I'm going to go randomly. This is right in the beginning. And because maybe he doesn't fully realize how important it is that he stays by and watches over. And maybe this movie kind of establishes, oh, he's got to fucking stay by and watch over him. And I think he leaves, goes to try to find this other guy, like some other name that's similar to Sifo Dyas, and he, like, you see Darth Vader. He just earned his red lightsaber. It's the first time he's igniting this red lightsaber, and he's fighting his old master, and they hash it out. They have a badass fight. They're both at the top of their game. Obi-Wan's a little older, but Vader's at the top of his game, and then he beats him again. And maybe Ahsoka comes in and they finish that fight right there. I think that'd be an awesome film. And you would totally enjoy it.
I would watch it. I would enjoy it. Just like I'm going to watch the Han Solo
But if
movie.
You go into something...
Well, okay.
With a... No, because... No,
I'm going to try.
You're going to go into Han Solo with a closed mind. You're going to go in when
I
you hate it.
I completely admit I will. But here's the thing.
But Ron Howard's a good director.
I love Ron Howard. I love Chris Lord and...
Phil Miller.
Phil Miller. I love... Donald Glover, I love most everyone in the cast that I know who's in it. I love Han Solo as a character. Still, my point here,
mm-hmm.
which isn't super, like, I'll amend it for Obi-Wan, but with Han Solo, there is no scenario where you make Han Solo better. You cannot
True.
Make Han, he, you can only
True.
Kind of make him worse or really fuck it up and, like, do things like... Oh, here's him doing the Kessel Run. Here's Lando losing the ship and all that bullshit, like, trying to play to all of, like, the nostalgia of everything.
I know,
with Obi-Wan,
still could
it's
be fun.
Very similar.
Still
Obviously, there are also really bad Obi-Wan movies, but it's still playing to the same, like, thing of, like, oh, like, the comic is how did, like, Anakin get his lightsaber, or what did Obi-Wan do in those 20 years when he was, like, a recluse hermit?
I think
he was a recluse hermit. Like how Luke said his entire life, like, oh, old Ben, he's a hermit who lives blah, blah, blah. I think it was a very boring time, and they're going to really try to make something exciting happen in those boring times to just make a movie that does not need to happen.
Do you think it could be...
I'll say the story you're pitching does not need to happen. And that's why... I'm not...
But technically no story needs to happen for Star Wars at this point. So, fuck it.
What's doing? The world is gonna grow. The shark is cool.
Is this how we're just gonna end it?
Yeah.
Super abruptly while using a Tonight Show clip?
We're gonna fade out to this?
Is this Tonight Show?
No. But we're gonna fade out, alright?
So we're fading
out.
So
this
right
was
now.
Ryan and Jake hashing through something that's important on a week of tragedy. Yeah.